This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
You forget who you are. You find out everything.
That's the sound of Midnight Faces, a duo consisting of Phil Stansel, who's been playing around Grand Rapids since he was in grade school, and Matt Warren, who's a product of the Philadelphia music scene. He now lives in Washington, D.C. But the pair have been able to work around that distance between Grand Rapids and D.C. and come up with their debut full-length album and gearing up to play dates in the U.S. and possibly Japan. Phil Stansel and Matt Warren join us now from Grand Rapids. Phil, I want to have you start. Tell us, how would you describe your sound?
Well, I would say it's kind of like 80s synth pop. We take a lot from 80s musicians that we like, and then we blend in some newer aspects. And Matt grew up listening to a lot of 80s music. I actually listened to a lot of classic rock, so the vocals are kind of more like a classic rock style mixed with 80s backing music, as you could say.
In fact, I have to say, as I was listening, I heard echoes of you too in your guitar playing and in your vocals, which just made me very happy. Now, you've both been making music in different cities for quite a while. Matt, how did you cross paths?
Well, actually, our significant others are sisters, and so we've been hanging out for a few years now, and it wasn't until last November that we started actually like making music together. We both knew that each other, we were musicians, but it's just kind of one of those things where you're not sure how compatible you'll be with someone, so you don't really go there.
Yeah.
But we sat down with some of the songs that I was making, and Phil added some vocal parts, and it just kind of worked out really well. So we went with it.
What kind of music, Phil, were you doing playing around Grand Rapids on your own?
I played in two groups primarily, one of them being a group called Potato Moon, which is made up of my family. So it was me, my brother, my two sisters, my dad, and our mom actually acted as our manager. And we played folk, roots rock, rhythm and blues stuff. And then I was in another group with a group of buddies, and we played kind of rock and roll, classic rock covers, jam music, and that was kind of just a fun thing to do on the weekends. So,
tell us about the title track, Fornication.
Well, it's definitely a bit of a moody track. When Matt showed me the sounds and the backing music, I thought kind of go a moody, dark route. So that's where the lyrics came in. But we definitely wanted the opener track to be a powerful, big chorus one. So that's kind of where that came about.
All right, let's take a listen.
At the end of it all, I see your face. But if it's gotta be you, I take my
What do you both feel in your hearts makes Midnight Faces unique?
I think the sound is very, it's 80s, but it's also modern in a way. And I think a lot of bands are doing that. A lot of bands will reference like Joy Division in their bios these days. But the difference, I think, is in a way it's Phil's voice. He's a very powerful singer and has a very legitimately good voice. At least that's my opinion.
How about writing? The fact that, in fact, as I checked by MapQuest, you're 655.76 miles apart. So how do you overcome that distance and write and create this album?
It's really a two-part process in a way. I come up with the instrumental version of the song just because with my history of instrumental music, I always kind of wrote pop-structured songs. So I'll basically come up with that, and then I'll send it to Phil, and then when we reconvene in Michigan, then we'll start adding some vocals, and that's kind of how the songs start coming together.
Now, I know, Phil, you've been playing. Did I hear that you've really been playing since grade school in the Grand Rapids area?
I have, yeah. I got my first guitar when I was 7. I started a classic rock cover band when I was about 8, and we played till I was 14. And then shortly after that, I played with my family. Like I told you, they called Potato Moon. And I played with them, and it was just, it's been awesome. I've played all around Grand Rapids, West Michigan, Northern Michigan. So
how have the folks who have known you in Michigan from your work with Potato Moon, or even earlier if they were seeing you as a kid, how have your fans responded to this partnership with Matt?
So far, so good. But it's kind of early on, and I'm kind of interested to see how they will take it, because I've definitely never done anything in this style of music. So I'm interested to see how they respond. My close friends really like it, so hopefully that will spread out for everyone else too.
Well, we all know close friends can be very painfully honest. So if they're saying good
things,
that might tell you something.
That is true.
Now, Matt Warren, I hear that you guys are thinking of moving to California later this summer. Why is that?
In one way, well, we made the record out there, so we just have a lot of good connections to the area, and I think it just gives us access to a lot more of the things we want. Like, we want to be touring actively and meeting new musicians to play on our records, and LA is a really good place to do that sort of thing. There's people who are always willing, and there's an abundance of good musicians out there to come play on your music and stuff like that.
All right, before we take a listen to the second track, who wants to talk to us about the song Give In, Give Out?
I really like that track. That might be my favorite one on the album so far. I think it has a really big, big, cool chorus, and it's really fun to play live. And then verse, just driving verse, I like that.
All right, this is Give In, Give Out from the new album From Midnight Faces. Phil Stansel and Matt Warren, Midnight Faces, and their website is midnightfaces.com. Their album, Fornication, will be released on June 18th. Guys, thanks so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you.